Blog Talk Radio.
Private Officer Beat radio show sponsored by Private Officer International. And we're glad certainly that you're with us here on this April the 14th of 2014. 4-14-14. That's better than being something else. Glad that you have joined us for this edition. We have been very, very busy, and hopefully you've been keeping up with us as we broadcast on social media and keeping our friends up to date on Twitter and Facebook and our own forums. But we certainly do have a lot going on. I'm your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International. Brett Davis, my sidekick in the booth tonight. And I'll tell you, it's just been a crazy month, and we have a lot of things going on ahead of us as well. In fact, the rest of the year is pretty well scheduled out, and that's a good thing. We'll be telling you a lot more about our schedule and how you can get involved in this and other programs, as well as staying on top of all of the news that we put out and all of our tweets and messages on our forums. And a lot of times, folks comment, they email or call and say, we'd like to have been part of this, but we didn't know this and that was happening. Well, get connected, folks. There's a ton of ways to be connected to Private Officer International. And I tell you, if you're not, it's just because, you know, you're just not interested, I guess. But let me go ahead and tell you how to contact us anytime, day or night. You can contact the help desk at privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. You don't have to necessarily contact me or my other management staff direct. If you have any question or you need any assistance, just any time of the day, 24/7, contact the help desk at privateofficer.com, and I'll definitely get that message to the appropriate person, and we'll respond back to you that day. You can also contact us 24 hours a day if there is, you know, an issue with training or an emergency, because we're going to get that information as soon as you contact us. Our help desk is going to get the right person involved. You can also follow us. Oh, let me just mention this, too. We do get a lot of messages via our forums, email service, and Facebook and other social media. That really is not the best location, and I've said this time and time again. That's really not the best location to leave a message, because we may or may not see that, you know, in a timely manner. The best way, really, is just to contact help desk, like I said. If you leave it on the Facebook page or you leave it via Twitter, yes, we do monitor that. But, you know, if we're busy, we're not going to be looking at those websites as frequent as we would our own email service. So please contact us via email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. You can also follow us 24 hours a day. You can always listen to our radio show. We get a lot of comments about that, too. I'm working when you're on, and I hate missing your radio show, but, you know, I'm working. I got to work. That's why we went with this particular platform and format, was so that we could catalog all of our radio shows, and they're available 24 hours a day on our site, as well as iTunes and several other media sources. You can either download them from directly from our website. You can listen to them. You can go to iTunes and listen to them. It's completely up to you, but the radio shows are available whenever you are. You can also follow us 24/7 on our Facebook, on Pinterest, on Twitter, on our own forums, on a number of other social media sites. All that you have to do to connect, rather than just give you a bunch of URLs, basically the best thing for you to do is just go to our website at privateofficer.com, privateofficer.com, and you can link to all of our social media sites right there from our home page on the main website. Tonight we do want to thank the Varney Insurance Group. If you are a private security company, whether you are a security service provider, an alarm company, or a PI firm, they have the right insurance at the right cost for you. Contact them today at area code 813-245-2675. Once again, that's Florida, I believe, area code 813-245-2675. You can also go to their website at www.onguardins.com. Now, my friends over there at the Varney Insurance Company will definitely help you. They have the lowest down payment of any other insurance provider, and they certainly will be able to help you with your insurance needs. Once again, give them a call, area code 813-245-2675. And also tonight, I want to welcome another sponsor, the Maritime Security Academy. Glad that they have come aboard. We've had a long-time relationship with them. If you are involved in maritime security, definitely check their website out. And they've got a lot of great courses, and we've been talking about putting on a maritime security conference or numerous seminars like we're currently doing with some other stuff, so you'll be hearing a lot more about that. And also tonight, another new sponsor, the University, well, not really new because these are old friends of ours that we've been working with for about 5 or 6 years, the University of Southern Mississippi. If you are involved in sports security or you'd like to become involved in sports security, right now they're offering an online sports security management certificate from the University of Southern Mississippi. Check it out today at usm.edu/training. Once again, that's usm.edu/training. They're good friends of ours, and we'll be doing some more work with them in the upcoming months. You can also advertise if you are a business, whether it be security-related or public safety, whatever it might be. You can contact the help desk at privateofficer.com. We're always looking for companies and businesses that we can network with and that we can benefit mutually. So if you have a business of some type, whether it be insurance or some other type of organization that doesn't conflict with POI, definitely give us a call or email us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We do allow certain advertising on our blogs, our newsletters, our radio shows, and our website. So give us a call if you have any interest, and we'll work out a great deal for you. We are... I was about to say we are looking, and we've been looking at the weather here on the radar all day long, because there is some severe weather cropping up throughout the southeast. Thunder and snow. I just got a message across my computer screen from Brett. Thunder and snow. Sounds like a song or a movie. But that's true. There's thunder happening right now in the Carolinas, and strong showers or strong rain. They're not really showers, strong storms. And we also are seeing snow right now falling in the Midwest, and that's going to reach the East Coast by tomorrow night. We have freeze warnings from the Gulf of Mexico all the way up the eastern seaboard. Snow even for the D.C. metro area and Virginia. Snow possibly even into the mountains of North Carolina tomorrow night. Of course, we're talking just about, you know, snow showers. In some areas, maybe they might get a, you know, half an inch or something like that. But still, just late into April, and again, we're talking about snow. Not really uncommon in the olden days, but here in the 21st century, it is uncommon. The other thing that we're kind of laughing about is that we have a kitchen here at the office, and occasionally, well, more than occasionally, to be honest, we do cook up some food. Over the weekend, we had a great tasting pizza as we did some training and worked on some other issues. And today, for some reason, and I'm not sure what, maybe it's the weather, maybe it's the dark, cloudy, gloomy skies, but this afternoon, late in the day, we decided to whip up some wheat bread, and right now the dough is proofing, so we've got that strong smell of yeast, kind of smells like a brewery. But I promise it's not beer, and I don't drink beer, so I'm looking forward to having some nice hot bread after the program is over. But let's get back on topic here, shall we? We have fun around here, and if you're not involved, well, you're missing out. Certainly, there's a lot of opportunity for private security and law enforcement and public safety to be involved in the many things that Private Officer International started 10 years ago. 10 years, we have been celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year, and we're doing that by giving away a lot of training, a lot of different services at cost or free of charge, and we'll be telling you a little bit more about that here in a few moments. I do want to make a mention. POI member did pass away over the weekend. Herbert Franklin was killed as he left work. He was broadsided by a vehicle, and it turned out that the driver was DUI, so remember him and his family in their time of need. We've had, I don't want to say a slow week in the security news department, but we haven't had a lot of major incidents, and that's a good thing, but this time of year, things do begin to heat up. A lot more activity, obviously, in the security world. A lot more places use private security during the summer when there's a lot of travelers on the road, when there's a lot more business. And, you know, from this point through October, usually things really get pretty busy for the security industry and security injuries and deaths. And then kind of cool off for a month or so and then heat back up for the Christmas holiday season. So we'll be staying on top of all of the breaking news as always, and we will bring that to you just as soon as we get it. We do have a lot going on here at Private Officer International. I do want to make mention before we go to the first break tonight that we do have a conference call scheduled for tomorrow. If you would like to participate in the conference call, we're going to be talking about our Ambassador and Benevolent Service Program. We're also going to be talking about the awards program, about getting involved in helping us to recognize security officers in our award program and other services that we offer. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you are on the West Coast, that would be 4 o'clock. If you're in the Central Zone, that would be 5 o'clock. On the East Coast, 7 p.m. The call-in number, get your pens ready. We'll give it to you now, and we'll give it to you again later on. It's area code 712-432-0800. Again, that number is area code 718-432-0800. And there is a PIN number. It's going to ask you for the PIN. That PIN number is 843081. And again, that's going to be right at 7 p.m. It should last only about 30 minutes. You'll have an opportunity to also ask any questions as we go through the various topics, and we will be scheduling another one next week for those of you that can't make tomorrow night's conference call, and we'll get back into the practice of having periodical calls like we used to do. I think it's very helpful for communication. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
HirePatriots.com is a free website where you can help our active, reserve, veteran military and their families by letting them help you. Do you have a chore that needs doing around your home or yard? Is your company looking for a new hire? Then post your jobs for free at HirePatriots.com. Visit HirePatriots.com and post your jobs today. HirePatriots.com.
It's for my wife.
My husband still doesn't know the real story about that dent in the van.
I've never told her that I used to be a lifeguard at a nude beach.
I've never told my kids about the time I was arrested for streaking.
My friends don't know that I still sleep with my teddy bear.
But they all do know one thing about me.
And that I'm an organ donor.
I'm an organ donor.
And that's one thing that's too important to keep a secret. Because I could save somebody's life. How cool is that?
27 All right, welcome back to this edition of the Private Officer Beat. Glad that you are with us as always, and we know that we have a lot of listeners all across the world, so there's a lot of different time zones involved, and a lot of folks do listen after the fact, after we're actually off the air. And, you know, we do get emails from folks saying that was a great show, and we were listening to you from blah, blah, blah country, whatever state, and it's just a great feeling whenever those do come in. So pass this information around. The radio show is one of the most beneficial free services that we offer the security community. And those in loss prevention and public safety, we actually are expanding our radio shows. In the next few months, we'll be adding two new shows and a lot of more information and training that's available free courtesy of the radio shows. So if you are keeping this a secret, by all means, spread the news and make sure that everyone is aware of this. If you're in the Gulf Coast area, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, I want you to know that a severe thunderstorm has popped up in that area, as well as a tornado watch until 10 p.m. tonight. So be careful. I'm sure that we'll be seeing a lot more of those warnings coming across the screen here throughout the evening, and we'll be watching, and we'll be broadcasting them via Twitter. If you're not following us on Twitter, that's another thing that I strongly advise that you do. Twitter/private officer. That is where you're going to get the latest breaking news, even before many other news sources have it. And you're also going to get the latest information from our office, the latest training announcements, the latest announcements on security officer deaths. And if you are following us, but your co-workers and colleagues are not, shame on you. You need to be spreading the word. You need to be getting this information out to them. Don't keep it a secret. Let them know all of the information that we offer. It is part of your job. It's part of your duty as a security professional. And we'll be talking about that tonight in our topics. We're going to be talking about the timeline of a career. And if you're a professional, then you have a career. But if you're just somebody who has a job and you don't care about the industry that you're in, then you don't have a profession and you don't have a career. But we'll be talking more about that coming up. I want to also mention to you that there'll be a lot of changes here in the next week or two on our blogs, on our forums, where we've got several new designs. We're also going to be working on our website, the main website. We're going to be adding on-demand video training and some other options for you. They're working on that process right now, and we'll be making a public announcement in the upcoming weeks. A lot happening, a lot happening. If you're not part of the solution, you know the old saying, you're part of the problem. There's no alternative. There's no other in between. You're either part of the solution or part of the problem. Which are you? Also this week, in the last couple of days, security officer that was trampled at the Ultra Music Festival in Miami, Florida, and that was in critical condition. Thank God she recovered, or she's on the road to recovery. She was released from the hospital over the weekend, and Erica Mack, we did send out some letters and cards, and we announced to our association and to the security community worldwide to do the same. We provided the mailing address and her name and so forth, and we hope that you follow through with that. And we also did the same with several other security personnel who have been injured in the last week. We provided all that information, the contact information, company information, and so on and so forth. All that we can do is to get that information out to you. And, you know, at that point, it's up to you whether or not you want to follow through. Message coming across from a listener about repeating the conference call number for tomorrow. So once again, that conference call number is 712-432-0800. And the PIN or the password is 843-081. We'll be announcing that one more time before the end of this program. Tomorrow, 7 p.m., we'll be talking about the ambassadorship program, the awards, how you can get involved in benevolent services, and other things happening here at Private Officer International. Talking about the 10-year anniversary and giving away free stuff, here's another opportunity for those of you who really want a career in the security or public safety profession. We are giving away two-day training summits, training seminars nationwide. The next round of seminars will be held in Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Tennessee, Stamford, Connecticut, Atlanta, Georgia, and Columbus, Ohio. We're going to 30 cities and 20 states. If you'd like to either participate as a student in that training, you can register at privateofficer.com/STS. Or if you're a business and you'd like to get your name out there and become a sponsor and help to financially sponsor one or more of these training summits, you can contact us at any time at the help desk at privateofficer.com. Privateofficer.com. We really have had a good response. This is, you know, a type of training that you're not going to see done elsewhere, whether it's for cost or for free. You're going to get your local area state required training for those of you who have, you know, requirements by the state for your entry-level security license or certification, but you're not going to get these free two-day training summits with intense training where you are involved and it's interactive. It's just not going to happen, and definitely not going to happen for free. Someone mentioned a few weeks ago that they went to a seminar. It was for law enforcement. It was one day. It was $329. We're offering 2 days, and it's $0, $0, $0, $0. Zero. Zip. Nothing. If you don't register and you don't become involved, then shame on you. We can't do more than to, you know, offer it. You know what they say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And certainly we can put out all of this great training, we can put out all of this great information, we can offer all of these services, but if you're not willing to participate, if you're not willing to spread the news, if you're not willing to spread the good news, then we can't force you, and we're doing all that we can to help you want to participate, want to spread the word, and really become involved in the organization that you have become a member of, or at least you are following and are interested in. That brings me to another good point. We often do see people follow us for, you know, months and years. They participate in the news. They listen to the radio programs. They are active on the forums, but they never become an active member. They never pay their dues. We are a member-based organization, and we need the support, financial support, of everyone who believes in what we're doing. So if you're not already a member, please go to our website at privateofficer.com and become a member today. Right now we're offering a lifetime membership for just $99. So please go to our website at privateofficer.com and become a member today. Spread the word. Tell your colleagues and coworkers, your employer. You know, it's a big advantage to first belong to a professional organization, and second, to be the recipient of all the free training and services that we offer. We can offer a bookload of services and products and training, but if you don't take it, if you don't respond, if you don't use it, if you don't buy it, what good is it? Someone used the analogy before that it's like going into a restaurant that got the best food in the world, and they have a large selection. They have six-page menu, but you look at it and you order fries. What good was giving you that menu stock full of all these great things that you could order when all that you order is fries or a glass of water or nothing? At all. It's a waste. You're missing out on the opportunity to gorge in the training and the information and the news and the various services. And wow, I don't know. We preach the same thing week after week, but you know, sometimes it just doesn't get through people. I'm not sure why. We do have a lot going on. If you are interested in participating in the training, the different training that we have, like I said, you can enroll or register online. We're also looking for those of you who have private security training schools or private colleges. We have a great program called the Strategic Training Partner Program. We encourage you to get involved. There's no upfront fee. There's no money or commitment for you. What we are looking for is partners where we can sponsor more than 140 different types of courses involving public safety, private security, EMS, fire. And this would bring more students into your school, and it would help us to spread our name in your area. If you're interested in getting more information, please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We will send you out some brochures and give you a call. I will show you how this will benefit you financially and from a business standpoint. It's a win-win situation for you. And, you know, a lot of security schools, they sit vacant most of the week. Most of their activity is on the weekend. What good is that? What good is that? If you'd like to put your school to work, making money for you the way that it's supposed to, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and we'll show you how to do it.
Slow down.
And move over.
When you see light, best.
Or reflective. Please, give us some room. Slow down.
And move over.
We look out for you.
So look out for us.
Please.
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 Slow down
and move over.
It's the law.
It's the law.
It's the law.
All right, you are listening to the Private Officer Beat. I'm Rick McCann, the host of the show, and we're glad that you are with us on this Monday evening. Talking a lot tonight about the various services that POI offers and about how you can become a true professional and enhance your career. And in a little while, just a few minutes, we'll actually be talking about that in the training segment in the second half of the show. We'll be talking about the timeline of a career. And it's really important to understand what a career is and how it happens, and it just doesn't happen by itself, and the steps that's necessary to take to have a true career. And, the security industry, you can have a career, and you can make a good life for yourself, but you have to take distinctive steps. You have to do distinctive things just like you would with any profession or any career. It doesn't just happen by itself. A lot of folks believe that, you know, as long as they work in the industry, doesn't matter how many jobs they've had, they have a career. And, you know, we're going to debunk that myth tonight. We might pop a few balloons, a few bubbles, but that's how it is, you know. It's just we'll be getting to that here shortly. We have a number of different things that will be coming up over the next couple of months. The Private Officer Memorial, which is held every year in September, is a few months off, but we are already asking that you help us sponsor these regional memorial services. You can donate at our website at the Memorial Fund page. You can contact the help desk at privateofficer.com if you'd like to sponsor it at your location. And we're still raising funds to purchase a trailer. We'd like to convert the trailer and paint it and have the names of the fallen security officers that we've recorded over the last 10 years, and we need a lot of funds. That's a $25,000 project, and, unfortunately, a lot of people want to benefit from things, but they don't want to financially get involved, or they don't want to support it 100%, and that's very unfortunate. Maybe you're not able to do it by yourself, but certainly you can team up with POI and we can go out after corporate sponsors, because that's really where the money is corporate sponsors. And maybe you know business owners in your area. Maybe you have contacts in your area. I'd really like to talk with you about it. We'll be able to help direct you into how you can help us. So, again, if you'll just contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, we'll be grateful. We have mentioned before about the advertising on our forums and social media, and still that continues to be a problem. If you are following us on our social media sites, Facebook and our own forums, we ask that you not advertise or even post a help wanted position without first contacting the help desk at privateofficer.com. We have to look at what you are trying to sell and what you're trying to accomplish and who you're trying to recruit to make sure, A, it doesn't interfere with what we're doing, B, it's on the up and up, because we certainly don't want to be associated with something that is going to be negative or that we don't agree with or believe in. And so if you're going to advertise or you'd like to place an ad on our website, please contact the help desk first, and don't dirty up our social media and our websites, because, like I said, it's better that you contact us first and get it out of the way and let us take a look and see if this is something that, you know, we would be okay with. And there is some opportunity for free advertising, especially if you're a member of POI in good standing. And if you're not, we can definitely offer you some low-cost advertising. And, again, all that you have to do is contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We'll give you an opportunity, if you'd like to call in and ask any questions, at area code 347-426-3807. Again, that area code is 347-426-3807. I know that we have a lot of silent partners out there, and folks are working and may not have the time to call in right now, but we'll give you the chance for a moment or two. We're going to move on here shortly and talk about the timeline of a career. Very important that you understand the steps of having a true career and a beneficial and successful career. And I'll give you a little bit of a map. We've talked about this a few times in the past, but we do have a lot of new listeners, and we want to get the information out to those who might be new to the security industry, or those who might be ready to enhance and grow your security profession or your career. We have a lot of storm warnings coming into the news desk. I'm looking at a couple of new warnings that have come up in the Midwest. If you're in the Midwest, some states are seeing some snow showers, and some states are seeing heavy rain. So depending on, you know, if you're on the line of freezing or not, depends on what type of weather you're going to get. But as I stated earlier, this is moving to the east. Some of the eastern states, including the metro D.C. area, is expecting at least a chance of some light snow showers. Some areas are expecting freezing, below freezing, some frost, even down along the Gulf Coast in the Mobile, Alabama area, expecting frost tomorrow. Here we are, April. We just had 82-degree weather over the weekend, but we're going to be potentially seeing some cold air and some frost. Welcome to America. All right, we're going to get over here to our training segment. I just want to talk for a few moments, about the timeline of a career, how to establish it, what it is, what the benefits are that you're going to reap from truly establishing a timeline for the career. You know, many people in different professions have their own way of developing their career. Some start off simply by applying at a job because they need employment, they need to pay the bills, and they get into a job that they didn't really think they would like, and they may not have liked the job, but they like the company. They like the people that they work for. And sometimes it's the economy itself that have forced people to take jobs and positions that they normally would not have taken. Maybe it was below their income standard. Maybe it was beneath them. They always have had management or upscale positions, and now they find themselves doing menial tasks or maintenance work or some fast food job. Careers start in many different ways. There is no one clear path to a career. But one thing is for certain. The timeline of a career always starts at the same place. And that is at the actual decision to work for a certain type of business. Some people who have had long-term careers in retail and fast food have been able to enter on the ground floor in an entry-level position, flipping hamburgers or stocking shelves at the local Walmart or McDonald's, and didn't want to be there, didn't like the work, didn't care for the pay, but they needed the job. And rather than begrudge it, rather than badmouth it, rather than be disgusted and miserable day after day like so many workers here in America and elsewhere are, they decided to make the best of it. They decided that they were going to do their job while looking for another job. They were faithful, and they came in, and they did what they were asked to do. And little bit by little bit by little bit, day in and day out, kind of like building a bridge or a wall, brick by brick, plank by plank, those employees went from having just a job to having a career. Just recently, in fact, over the weekend, as you know, we monitor a lot of news sites. And over the weekend, there was a notice in the paper, and this was down in Lakeland, Florida. Publix, a grocery store that you may or may not be familiar with, they're fairly large. They celebrated the 50th anniversary of Larry Delaney, an employee at Publix. He was celebrating 50 years with the grocery store. He had worked his way through the years from being a produce clerk and stocking shelves and cleaning up and doing grunt work from 1964. He had worked his way through the ranks. To become a retail improvement specialist, a management position, 50 years. And while that sounds incredible, Publix said in its press release, it wasn't. He wasn't the only one. It was a great accomplishment for Mr. Delaney, but he wasn't the only person who's ever done that. In the 83-year history of Publix, 16 employees had reached 50-year milestones. In fact, during the same week, another employee celebrated 50 years in the same store. And in Jacksonville, Florida, earlier this year, another person celebrated 53 years with a Publix grocery store chain. You see, step by step, brick by brick, plank by plank, they built a career. It might have started as a job. It might have started as a way to feed their family, pay their bills, barely getting by. But they were determined that they were going to do their job the best they could, maybe even above what was expected. And before they knew it, year after year after year after year, they built a career. A career. You see, a lot of people get the word employment confused with the word career. Just because you have a job in the same type of industry doesn't mean you have a career in that industry. People will argue all the time. Well, I've been in security for 31 years. I started out over yonder, and then I went over here, and I was over there, and I was over everywhere. But the longest that they stayed was 5 or 6 months, 9 months, maybe a couple of years if they were really lucky. But most people went between one job and the other. That's not a career. That's a job. It's employment. Not to say that you can't have a career with multiple employers in the same industry, because you can build it. But you have to have some longevity with those employers. You can't go skippity-doo-dah-day from one place to the other every few months. That's not a career. You've built up no valid experience, no valid loyalty, no valid career. You have built up zero resume. And as an employer for more than 25 years, I can tell you personally that when I look at someone and I look at their resume, their employment application, and I see that type of history, I don't hire them. Because I know they'll find an excuse in a month or two or three to go elsewhere. Well, I left XYZ company. They were paying me $8 an hour, so I went over to the other company that was going to pay me $8.50 an hour. Well, 50 cents an hour might be a big deal to some people. And it would be great if you stayed at that company for a few years. But they don't. They go elsewhere. Well, I had a better opportunity. I got another job over here. He was going to do something rather blah, blah, blah. You see, that's just employment. That's not a career. It's not something that's going to sustain you long term. It might temporarily pay your bills. It might put food on the table, and it might keep you out of the poorhouse, more or less, but it's not a career. You see, a career is a field or pursuit of consecutive progressive achievement, especially in public or professional or business life. The key word here that I want you to take away from this and that definition is progressive. And if you work at Billy Bob Security as a security guard in 1980, and in 2014 you're working for Jose Security Company and you're a security guard, there's no progression. Now, we all have times and situations that occur in our life when sometimes we have to go backwards. Sometimes we have to, for whatever reason, go from a management position back to the entry level, and we have to start over. And that's all right. As long as you are progressing, you start entry level, you then become a shift supervisor. Then you become a day watch manager, a site manager, a district manager, a regional manager, an operations director, whatever. That's progressive steps. As long as you do that, you've got a profession. But if you stay within one position or one type of position, you just have a job. It might be a profession, because you're still working in the same industry, but it's not a career. A timeline for a career starts off with the entry into the company or into the profession, and then a progressiveness forward through education and training. Too many people want to become the chief today. Nobody wants to become the Indian. Nobody wants to start at the bottom. Nobody wants to be the grunt man and have to go through all of the heartache and turmoil and sweating and blood sweat. And they want to be the boss immediately. What puts you in the position? What qualifies you to be the boss, for you to be a manager? What qualifies you to make $50,000, $100,000 a year? Well, I was a security, I was this, I was that, but you have no longevity. You have no track record. You have no training. You have little education. You've done nothing to be progressive. You've done nothing to advance in your profession. You've had a lot of employment and a lot of jobs in the same industry, but where are you today? You see, the timeline of a career can start at any point in your life. And there are many people who have had second and third careers. Many military people have come out, especially in the last 5 years or so, and they spent 20 years in the military, and now they've started another career as a police officer or a firefighter or farmer or whatever it might be. They're developing a second career. I'm always looking for heartwarming stories, a reason to believe that you're never too old. And last year, I came across this particular story of a man named Tom Parker from Jasper, Texas. You see, he always wanted to be in law enforcement. He wanted to help his community. And for whatever reason, it slipped by him. And year after year, and year after year, and year after year, it didn't happen. But at 70 years of age, Tom Parker joined the Jasper, Texas Police Department as a reserve police officer. Now, in some states, you don't have to do a whole lot to become a reserve officer. You have in-service training, and it doesn't take much at all. But in the state of Texas, to be a reserve police officer, you have to complete the 21-week regular police academy. And Tom, being 70 years of age, said because it was his dream, he was willing to do whatever it took to begin that career and to take that training and that required step. He could have backed away. He could have said, I'm 70 years old. Oh, my gosh, I'm too old. Are you kidding me? I can't go through all that training. I can't do all that physical stuff. I'll just never, ever accomplish my dream. I'll never be able to help the people of my community. I'll never accomplish this goal. But he didn't do that. And he completed that 21-week course. He ran those 3 miles every day, 5 miles every day. He did the physical part side by side with every recruit. There were 38 students, 38 classmates. And some didn't make it to that graduation day. There are many times in the police academy when you'll start off with 50 and wind up with 40 who graduate. Many don't make it. But Tom Parker, 70 years old, he made it, and he graduated. And yeah, he said he crossed it off his bucket list with a little laugh. But he did what it took to begin that timeline of his new career. So it's never too late to begin your career, whether it be your first career, your second career, or your third career. But it has a beginning point. You got to stop running around from job to job. You got to take the training required. Now, I will give you a quick, true confession. I have a number of certifications, and with those certifications, I have to renew them every year or every 2 years. And this last time, it was difficult because it's very time-consuming. But I like being certified in law enforcement, firefighting, EMT paramedic, all of these other things. And it took a lot of maneuvering to recertify in some of these things in the last few months. I've got some more certifications coming up for renewal next month and all through the summer. I'm going to have to find the time. I'm going to have to make it a priority, even with my busy schedule. But if you truly want a career, you have to be willing to take the steps. Otherwise, you just have a job. Private Security Today in 2014 offers so many opportunities beyond the security officer position, beyond the security supervisor position. I tell people every day, go to Indeed.com, pull up security director, security chief, loss prevention manager. You will find that they make $50,000, $60,000, $80,000, $100,000. The private security industry today is wide open, but if you're just a dreamer, if you're a procrastinator, if you're someone who just wants a paycheck, then there'll never be an opportunity for you. You'll just have a job. That's all for tonight's radio show. We're glad that you've been with us, and we hope that you have a blessed week. Be safe, and we'll talk to you right here on the radio show next time.